visit.us or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fix-It.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
The same great show with the same great host,
just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tell you what, let's do it. Let's see if we can squeeze in a couple of calls before we go to the news at the top of the hour. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up. Happy Monday. You're on. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. Welcome back from Mexico. I'm glad you made it back safe.
Yes.
A quick thing I heard your last guest talking about having money over $250,000 in the bank and that he thinks 90% of that is covered. I'm sorry to say that he's completely hogwash wrong. The dollar is going to zero. You're going to get back $250,000, and if your dollar is worth zero, what is $250,000 worth?
It's not
every
worth it.
Every country's ditching the dollar. There's nothing left of it. You got a small window to get your money out of the dollar, maybe 30 days to 60 days. Otherwise, you're screwed. And you'll be forced to go with the central bank digital currency. Most people have no idea what's going on. But then again, you got 30 days to get your money into silver or gold, or you're screwed.
Hey, Brady, I'm glad you called. Thanks, man. And now the Fed is contemplating another rate hike, which is going to bring all of us who are buying homes, making investments, money in the bank. It's going to bring all of us together. Nobody knows what goes on until you're in that situation. You know, you get your credit card bill, you know, your Visa, your MasterCard, and all of a sudden you say, I'm paying how much for interest? Oh my God. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Oh, by the way, something that we learned on our trip to the Mexican border. Since 2021, 70,601 U.S. deaths have been reported via fentanyl. Unbelievable. We'll talk more about that. Melissa Hardy will join us. We'll talk about the legislature and the bills that are passing and the bills that are not going to pass. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ with news coming up next.
Successful bands who ever hit the recording scene. The Bee Gees. Now, the showroom at South Point presents the ultimate tribute band honoring the Bee Gees. Staying Alive. Solid gold hits. May 5th to the 7th. Tickets to the box office online at southpointcasino.com or charged by phone 702-797-8055. Staying Alive. The music of the Bee Gees at the South Point.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Regulators seizing troubled First Republic Bank, making it the second largest bank failure in U.S. history, and promptly sold all of its deposits and most of its assets to J.P. Morgan Chase. The recent bank failures may have you worried about your money.
We've been talking with the experts, and they say there's no need for concern if your money is in a bank insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and you have less than $250,000 there. If the bank fails, you'll get your money back. Nearly all banks are FDIC insured. How do you know if yours is? Look for the FDIC logo at the bank teller windows or on the entrance to your bank branch. By the way, if you have over $250,000 in one bank, that amount is considered uninsured, and experts recommend that you move the remainder to a different financial institution. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at townhall.com, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy leads a bipartisan delegation of 20 lawmakers to Israel.
McCarthy on Monday honored the 75th anniversary of Israel's independence and vowed to fully support security funding as long as he is speaker during a speech before the Israeli legislature known as the Knesset. McCarthy is just the second speaker to address the body. The speaker referenced threats to Israel from Iran and reaffirmed the U.S. aim of keeping Tehran from building nuclear weapons. He also announced the formation of a parliamentary friendship group between the U.S. House and the Knesset to improve engagement and strengthen the relationship between the two bodies. McCarthy made Israel his first trip overseas as Speaker of the House. Edwin Mora, Washington.
And the latest U.S. banking failure has stocks finishing lower, the Dow down 39 points, the NASDAQ losing 14. More on these stories at townhall.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurer.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Gordon Biersch Brewery has closed its doors. The brewery at Howard Hughes Center poured its last round at 10 o'clock last night. The SPB Hospitality, Gordon Biersch's parent company, said the closure was a strategic decision based solely on business demands. A bartender who worked at the brewery since it opened in 1997 called it a local version of Cheers, where the regulars were more than just customers. With the closure of the Las Vegas location, Gordon Biersch has just five left in the entire United States. UNLV economists are easing up on their predictions of a recession coming in the next 12 months. UNLV's Center for Business and Economic Research has released its economic forecast for Southern Nevada, predicting economic growth at 2% this year and 2.5% in 2024. The economists added that the level of economic uncertainty is still large. Tourism numbers such as visitor volume, airport passenger traffic, and hotel occupancy have exceeded and are within their pre-pandemic peaks. A wind advisory in effect until 11 o'clock tonight. Southwest winds up to 40 miles per hour. It's 83 degrees right now.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, expect reduced speeds both directions through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 right now between Sunset and Charleston. Heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway 215 as you approach the 15. That's 215 westbound at the airport connector.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local. Good to have you with us for a Monday, brand new week, and a busy, busy week. The first week of May for the Nevada legislature. And joining us now, very happy to have her on, Melissa Hardy, the Assemblywoman from District 22. She is a member of the Commerce and Labor Committee, Education, and the Judiciary. And you had another one of those deadline days last week, and you guys were working overtime. Tell us what last week was like. It looks like you guys were working real hard.
Hey, Kevin. It's good to be on the show today. Yes, we survived our second big deadline of the session, first house passage. So we had mostly just floor sessions on Monday and Tuesday to pass all the bills from out of the assembly. So that's what we did, and the Senate was busy doing the same thing, passing their bills out of their chamber. And now the bills will go through the process on the other side. So that's where we're at right now.
A number of bills did not survive the deadline. One of them was the property tax increase. Is it dead, or is it something that could be revived at a later date?
Well, generally speaking, if a bill didn't pass out of the first house by the deadline, it's dead. There are bills that are given exemptions or eligible for an exemption, and then there are bills that, if they have some kind of a fiscal note or some money attached to them, they go to Ways. They have to also be heard in Ways and Means or Senate Finance, and then those would not be subject to the deadline. So those are the only bills that could possibly be brought back and voted on and go through the process after the deadlines. That one specifically about property tax, I'm not sure if that had an exemption or was available eligible for one, so I'm not sure where that one is at the moment. But if it wasn't in Ways or Senate Finance, then it would die. And also, sometimes bills are sent to Ways and Means and Finance so that they die there. That's another just kind of tool to trade.
Inside baseball. Inside baseball.
Yeah, that's right.
I want to ask you only because everywhere I have gone, including when I was down at the southern border last week, I was down at the southern border in McAllen, Texas, and dipped my feet into the Rio Grande River, which meant I was in Mexico. But even there, everybody was asking about the governor's education bills, including AB 330. Can you tell us where we are with that particular bill?
Sure. So AB 330, I sit on the Assembly Education Committee, so I was there during that hearing, that bill presentation. There was some pushback from the other side regarding that bill. Originally in 2019, I was also on that committee when that bill was sponsored by Assemblyman Thompson at the time, regarding restorative justice and all that. And then this AB 330 came this session because, since 2019, there have been some serious consequences and some quite dangerous consequences, in fact, of violence in schools against teachers, administrators, students against each other. And so there had to be something done to address that because, we want our educators and our kids, parents want to know that their children are safe at school. If you don't feel safe, you don't want to go. And then that affects your ability to learn, which is why our kids are in school, is to learn. And so AB 330, again, it had some pushback during the hearing, and there were several weeks and went back and forth trying to work out some of the objections and the differences. But ultimately, that bill was voted off the Assembly floor, almost 100% bipartisan. It was 38-4. There
Wow.
were four Democrats that voted against it.
Wow. That is incredible. So this is the ultimate bipartisan bill. I mean, even the teachers' unions, I think, were in favor of this, were they not?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, we heard story after story of administrators, principals, teachers that were, attacked by children. I mean, just incredible stories of, teachers that were pregnant being punched in the stomach and tripped and, their teeth knocked out. I mean, just, and not just, by high school students. I mean, some of these students were first graders. So there definitely needed to be something done so that, we can address these situations. If the child has some other needs that, is going on in their family or in their life, that they need some other support services and things like that, we definitely want to get them that help and that assistance. But at the same time, we need to have our schools and safe. And I believe also that kids need to know that there's consequences. You choose to act out and do a certain, against somebody else, that there's a consequence for that choice. And I think that's a great lesson that everybody needs to learn in life, that you can't just do whatever you feel like in the moment and just come back the next day and there's no consequence for that, for your actions.
I know that we were, when I was down in the Rio Grande Valley last week, I think on Wednesday, we were listening or watching, actually, the testimony at the committee hearing for AB 400. The other governor bills that are out there, are they exempt?
So AB 400, which was the Education Achievement Opportunity Accountability Act, that was heard, as was the governor's bill SB 431, which is the Government Modernization and Efficiency Act. So those are both heard. So three of his five bills have been heard. the Crime Reduction Act and then the Election Integrity Act have yet to be heard. And, like, I honestly don't know what's going to happen with those. I think they will get hearings. Those are probably most likely exempt. But as far as, like, leadership and the makeup of the legislature, there's probably not an appetite for those bills, quite frankly. But so, you know, I think that'll be some kind of a workout with the governor's office and legislative leadership over here to hear those bills. Because, you know, the fact is most of the policies that are in these governor's bills, his priorities and our priorities as Republicans in the legislature are issues that the vast majority of the population and the voters agree with. You know, in particular, voter ID. You know, over 70%, close to 80% of individuals support that. I think the majority of people want our communities to be safe. And so these priorities were developed knowing that the vast majority of citizens in our state want these particular things to be enacted.
Again, Melissa Hardy joining us, Assemblywoman District 22 from Carson City, where they have been working very, very hard for you. I know that there were a lot of bad bills that were discussed last week. And in fact, you folks, Republicans, spoke up against a number of bad bills, including a gun control bill that has got to die.
Yes, there were. We heard three bills relating to new gun laws that they wanted passed. One was SB 171, and then we heard on this side AB 354 and AB 355, which one of them was particularly, you know, it would outlaw, make it illegal for anyone under the age of 21 to even possess or handle, you know, certain types of firearms. So, you know, even if, say, you know, you go as a family, you own some of these firearms, and you were to take your 21-year-old or 19-year-old son or daughter, whatever, out and to show them how to properly handle and use these things, you'd be breaking the law, both that child and the parent. And so just, again, these measures, all they're doing is taking firearms, you know, out of law-abiding citizen hands and preventing law-abiding citizens from owning firearms. And you're just criminals. I don't care how many laws you pass like this, criminals are not going to abide by the law. They are going to, if they're intent on performing, you know, some crime using a firearm, they are going to find that weapon. They're not going to be deterred by all of these laws that we pass, and all we're doing is now making law-abiding citizens that are gun owners more vulnerable, and we're opening up areas in our community where they know, criminals know, oh, that's a gun-free zone. You know, those people are vulnerable. That's where they're going to go. So that's all that we're doing by continually to pass legislation such as these.
Give me your sense. I've only got about 3 minutes, but I want to get your sense. You've been in committee hearings. You've been on the floor. Do you get a sense that Democrats are prepared to at least negotiate some with the governor to get something that maybe where there's common ground for both parties?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, I think Republicans are in a different situation and position than we've been in, certainly since I've been here in the legislature in 2019, where we do have a Republican governor who has some power, who has, you know, if the Democrats want some of these of their things passed, you know, they got to come to the table. And I definitely think that there's going to be multiple issues in the end game. And, you know, they're going to have to work with him. And, you know, the fact is we can't close and pass budgets. And, you know, that could be held up until some of these policies are negotiated between the executive and the legislative branch. So I definitely think, you know, that's a card that we as Republicans have that we haven't had since 2017. And I know that our governor is committed, and his staff and all of us here in the legislature are committed to working together, to sticking together, to get our priorities through. So, I'm grateful to be a part of that team this time, and to have a governor who's committed to that and is working with us.
Melissa, let me ask you, a little more than a month from the end of the session, can you see the finish line off in the distance now?
Yes, today, and in fact, it was funny, everyone came in and said, oh, there's six more Fridays or four more Fridays or whatever it is, and honestly, I haven't been counting, because then you get too focused on how much time is left. But yeah, we're coming down to it now. May will be filled with, you know, hearing all of the bills that are remaining, closing out budgets, those end negotiations, as you mentioned. But the end's in sight. It's, 5 weeks away or whatever it is. And yeah, we're finally getting there. We've whittled down hundreds of bills, and we're here with what's left, and the big ones coming, and working with the governor and how it's all going to end. So it's definitely, as they say, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Make sure it's not an oncoming freight train.
That's the other thing.
That's the other thing they always say. Melissa,
right?
if folks want to reach out to you, I know you love hearing from constituents and even folks that don't live in your district in 22. But if they do want to reach out to you, how do they do it?
So my phone number during session, that's the easiest way to get in contact with me, is to call my office. That number is 775-684-8823. And then you can also reach me by email. My website is hardy4nevada.com. So you can find my contact information there. The Nevada Legislature website is a great resource to look up both Senate and Assembly members and contact them through email or phone. So there's multiple ways to get in contact, and I encourage everyone to do that, especially in the last 5 weeks here.
This is crunch time, crunch time. Melissa, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. You're one of the hardest workers there in Carson City, and I'm so proud to have you on the show. It's really a lot of fun having you. We'll talk with you again soon. You keep fighting that good fight, okay?
All right. Thanks, Kevin. We'll do.
There you go. Melissa Hardy joining us, Assemblywoman District 22. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you're like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Are you tired of your job? Are you tired of inflation? High gas prices? Trading Made Easy automated day trading software has been out for 5 years and have customers in 9 different countries. Our automated day trading software gets into and out of a trade in a millisecond. And we have lots of local customers that you can talk to. We do have live seminars Monday through Friday, so you can see the software in action. No experience necessary. Go to the website TradingMadeEasy.com or call the 800 number 800-971-4160.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent areas of Henderson, including Cadence, Sun City, McDonald's.